Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody's always waiting on Friday, watching that clock and sitting on go. What you say we find a little warm sunshine and open umbrella on the patio?
In Dollhouse Radio Land. I am Sammy Brooks, and we are here to do a little day drinking. Just saying. Well, I'm
yes,
going
we
to. And Sierra Devi is in the house. How are you doing, sexy mama?
I am great. It's, you know, I'm sorry, but I still think it's the holidays, isn't it? The roads are pretty empty this morning. I think a lot of people didn't go to work today.
You know what? I'm still feeling the pain from the whole weekend. Like, I started Friday and didn't stop until yesterday, late afternoon. And I'm like, I'm blah. Like,
you enjoyed your fourth, huh?
Oh, boy. Just a little too much. I'm talking not just day drinking, day hangovers.
And those are the worst if you have to go somewhere in the day.
Oh, my gosh, right? And yesterday I was really hungover, and we started off early morning
like
with mimosas.
You pulled it off pretty good.
Oh, yesterday?
Yeah, you didn't sound hungover at all.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm.
Oh, good. Probably because I had a couple cocktails to get, made me feel better.
Oh, okay, I was like, yeah, by that time, though, because, I mean, it was 9 o'clock at night. By that time, you probably you had done something to make yourself feel better.
You know, yesterday morning, woke up, and I was like, oh, boy, this is not good. I'm like, this is so not good. And so we had 3 bottles of champagne left over, and we've got the orange tree in our backyard. And, oh, my gosh, this season, the oranges on our tree are insanely juicy and sweet. It's like...
Oh,
a
wow.
Piece of fresh orange candy. I wish I could ship them to you. They're so yummy. So I'm making mimosas yesterday, just trying to kill the hangover. Well, the bubbly made me bubbly. I'll tell you what.
But I bet it works.
Oh, it worked very well. It worked so well.
Maybe a little
too
well.
Right, but we were stupid enough to go to freaking Costco on a Sunday.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. The people at Costco?
The place
How packed
was
it?
So packed. It was, you could not move. Like, I'm going beep, 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 beep. Excuse me, I'm right behind you. Beep, beep.
See, that's when you go ahead and pay the extra expense and just go to the regular grocery store.
You know, but
like,
well,
I can't deal with all you people. But it's always fun
stuff.
if they had all those, you know how they always give away food and stuff at Costco when you're walking. Someone's always
shoving
food in
your face. Yeah, but we went and had breakfast first, and so right. Yeah.
I always make my meal at Costco. I'm like, you know, I'm going to Costco anyway. Let's not eat. You know there's going to be samples of everything. And by the time I walk out,
this
I'll be full.
But it's really bad. Here we are. We're going to Costco. We're not hungry, so we're not buying a whole bunch of foods. We're getting all our dry goods and, cleaning supplies. $650. I'm like,
wow.
That's a truck. I'm like, are you kidding? And we get home, and I'm putting this shit away, and I'm like, where's all the meat? Like, we did not buy, we bought one thing of ground beef and then a little bit of chicken. Oh, and edamame.
It was all those cleaning supplies.
Yeah.
It does that. I hate that, too, because, I don't shop at Costco like that, but I go to Harris Teeter, because I'm always like, there's only two people in this house. Why do we need the gigantic freaking bag of Cheez-Its? You know, we don't need all of that. So, but I'll go in there, and I've done the same thing where I'm like, okay, like Target is, that's what happens to me at Target. I'm like buying cleaning supplies and just, just regular stuff and, supplies that I need, so, and then I may buy some hamburger or something for right then and there. And I get to the register and they're like $300. I'm like, $300 where? The basket isn't
right?
even full.
I'm like, come home and we're putting the stuff away. And I'm just like, where the hell did $650 come from? I'm like, and then our dumbasses, we left because we get the rebate checks, and we had a $60 rebate check left on the fridge. I'm like, okay, no more hangover shopping. Like, we don't even freaking remember when we leave the damn house.
So did you have a party for the 4th?
This is so weird. So, we started on Friday, had people over and cooking and doing all this stuff, and then Saturday came along and did a bunch of grilling, and then just went up the road, which I've never done this here in San Diego, went up on top of this hill and we watched the fireworks, but it was kind of overcast here, so didn't really get to see them as great as I wanted to. But, man, I came home and tore up that bubbly. I'm telling you what, it was like, oh, my Lanta. I don't think I'll be drinking champagne for a while. I'm just saying.
Well, we were in the same boat because I didn't really drink that much while I was out, but once we got home, and got comfortable because I went to the baseball game for the 4th of July. So,
right.
As a matter of fact, saw myself on television too when we came home
and
saw the highlights. I'm like, oh, there I am.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, after I was like, okay, I'm home now, get comfortable, let's watch a movie. Because usually we have a party, but we didn't this year because actually they were literally building our patio. On the 4th of July, too, we had, a whole yard full of workers and cement trucks and stuff, and they were building our patio, so we didn't have anyone over. But I have to show you a picture. It's freaking huge.
Huge. Definitely.
We can easily fit 30 people down there. Easily.
Ooh, do I have a delivery? I'm going to tell you what. If you guys order anything on Amazon, don't order it the day before a holiday because they lie to you. My shipment was supposed to be here yesterday, but, oh, damn it. No, it's not. Oh, I'm so pissed.
Are you a Prime member?
I am.
They should have bought you then.
Four. Yeah, I'm a Prime member.
You know, when you're a Prime member, they treat you extra special. Just to let you guys know, Amazon Prime is the best service ever for everything.
Yes. I love clicking that little button to the left that says, Amazon Prime, and it shows you everything that's delivered in a day or two. I'm like, sweet.
And sometimes even less, because I've actually ordered stuff in the middle of the night and it showed up the next morning.
Right?
And I'm like, wait a minute.
Oh,
I ordered it at 10 o'clock at night. It's 7 a.m. and it's on the doorstep. Where's that drone?
Right? I know. I checked out five because I have like five items coming because I've got. I ordered because next weekend's my birthday, so I ordered a couple cute little outfits, a sexy lingerie outfit.
Oh,
happy
birthday!
I'm gonna get. Thanks, honey. I'm hoping I'm gonna get lucky next weekend.
You know,
hoping.
I
really
something.
Doing? What are you doing
okay.
next weekend? No.
What day is your birthday?
Next Sunday. Or this upcoming
okay,
Sunday
I'll be back
well.
By then. So I'm leaving for Vegas on Thursday, and I'll be back
Yay.
Here in D.C. on Wednesday. So Monday, when we do the show, I'll be calling from Poolside, Vegas.
Well, you know what? Because yesterday, I had mentioned this during the show meeting. Tuesday mm-hmm. is my one-year anniversary because Monday, well, for one, I know I'm going to be hungover as shit. but so I wanted to do this show next Tuesday for the one-year anniversary.
Oh, okay.
So
then we could do
but
that.
You'll still
I'll
be
still
poolside.
Be calling from Poolside, Vegas.
You'll still be Poolside. Yeah.
With a drink in my hand.
I'll be
matter of fact, hop in the car and
weekend.
Come join me. I'm not that far from you.
You know what? I wish I could, but I'm going to be like, oh. It's like,
I know.
It's only like a five and a half hour drive from here to there. Which is
oh,
not
you're in San Diego, not Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, yeah,
I
it's a little bit farther.
LA would be closer. But
yeah, because
yeah,
like when I lived
Sunday?
In the valley, going to Vegas was nothing. It's like, oh, you know what? Feel like partying. Let's jump in the car and go to Vegas. We'll be there in 3.5 hours.
Right?
just when
oh
you start
gosh,
getting tired of being in the car, you're there.
Right? Oh, my gosh. So, everybody, we're going to do the doll, or we're going to let Miss Angela do the Dollhouse Radio announcements. So, go get your cocktail. Come right back, because me and Sierra, uh-huh. we're going to be talking about some yummies here in about a minute and 39 seconds. So, go get your cocktails and come back and join us. Be right back, boys and gargoyles.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily. Dollhouse Radio is home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, email your music submissions to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on our Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiry status promotion at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are RJ Joel, Takara, Swift Star, Griffith the One, Lone Star J, Feta, and Heroin. Don't miss all the tea Hot Sugar is dishing out. Be sure to follow our Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dollhouse_Radio and be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
And we are back on Dollhouse Radio.
Sorry,
oh
I just got
God.
Ice in the cup.
Yeah, nice. Hey, we got ice. So this is how boring I am because, you know, the hubby asked me, he's like, so what do you want to do for your birthday? I said, honestly, I said, nothing spectacular. I said, because I'm pretty simple. I'm like, mm-hmm. let's just go up to the casino, get a nice room for the night, you know, do some drinking and have a really nice dinner and sit by the pool during the day. And then I thought about, I was like, ooh, I said, let's go have fun with the old people. I said, let's go bowling and play bingo.
Actually, that, okay, guys, I know that sounds crazy, but because I actually don't mind going to play bingo either. And sometimes I'll even ride that bus. And I'm not a gambler, but bingo is fun with old people. It's so much fun. And they have plenty of alcohol there, too.
Yeah. Well, and they are crazy when it comes
they
to bingo.
They are crazy
that's
and so
just
funny.
Serious. Yeah. They'll have, like, 25 cards, and I got one.
In front of them?
What was that?
Did you get, they have all their little tchotchkes in front of them, like their little, like all their little good luck dolls and stuff in front of them.
I haven't been in years. And this one is all electronic now. It's all done on computers. And so this will be interesting to see how it goes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah, I see. I've always done the paper ones. Those old ladies,
yeah.
I swear to God. They can play, like, seven different beacon cards at the same time. I'm like, I have a hard enough time just focusing on one. And you're playing seven.
That's how I am. I'm like, and you people want to play how many? I'm like,
and they drink hard, too.
And smoke their damn cigarettes.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God, yes. When you come out there, you feel like you've aged because the smoke, like, I'm like, I bet I have wrinkles just from sitting in all that smoke.
Right.
I feel like I ate, and I feel like I smoked a pack of cigarettes on my own. But the way they drink,
oh my gosh,
they'll drink like shots of whiskey. I'm like, but this is an old lady. She's drinking shots of whiskey, and I'm sitting over here with, you know, small box of tonic.
Damn, is that going to be me when I'm 70?
With their lipstick and everything. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is so fun.
Yes, hilarious. Yeah, I'm going to try and snap a few pictures of some cute little old ladies for Twitter, if I can get away with it. if I don't get in trouble, because you know how the casinos are. They're, like, so strict with phones or pictures anywhere.
That.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, that's
going to
be my fun.
It sounds like so much fun. Guys, I know you're thinking, why are you hanging out with the old people? But trust me, they are funny. They are
so
much fun.
They're hilarious. Oh, my gosh. I love little old women.
And these are not, like, this ain't your grandma, okay? Unless your grandma has a foul mouth.
Right.
Some of the times the things that they say make my – I'm like, oh, did she really just say that?
Oh, my gosh. So you guys out there are listening to us silly girls talking about old women playing bingo and whatnot. You can call in and join us and tell us about your holiday weekend. How'd you get your drink on over the weekend? Did you get in trouble? Did you stay out of trouble? Anyway, you can call us at 646-595-4038. And if you would like to speak with us, make sure you press 1. Otherwise, you're just going to be sitting there listening to us being silly. And today I'm actually going to try something new because they want us to start featuring more of the indie artist's music during our show. So I'm actually going to try today in probably about, 10 minutes. I'm going to try and not screw up the show and play a song.
Also, did you pick a song already? You know?
Yeah, I know what I'm going to do. I got a couple of songs from Angela. Thank you, Angela, for sending me. I didn't get the whole playlist, though, so I still don't have July's playlist. So if you want to send that to me or James.
The reason why this makes it, why it's very funny, and Sammy and I are very much alike, and we love the indie playlist, and a lot of the music is really good, but neither one of us is, I sound like I'm from Jersey now. Neither one of us actually listens to R&B when we're in our car. So...
Right.
Most of the time we're going, hey, that's an interesting song. Who is that? And they're like, that person's been around for 15 years. You don't know who that is? I'm like, no. I don't know who that is.
My gosh. Well, and that's what's so hard with a lot of the indie artists. If we don't have the playlist, and we can't, like, you know, check them out and listen and see what, you know, what we're playing. Because
I can't listen to it before.
Yeah, I've made mistakes, and we know what that sounds like if I hit the wrong button, right?
I try to pick songs. I'm like, okay, that sounds like a sexy song that has something to do with my topic. I just
right?
Well, maybe
that's what
later.
I'll do. It's like, okay, that sounds like it might be good. Let me just hit it.
Yeah.
Let me see what it sounds like. And then we're going
then
down on the JJ's thing. Yeah. Like,
sometimes it's not what you thought it was.
Oh
my God! Oh, that was interesting.
Okay, speaking of fun and interesting, and James, I love you to death. I know you're not really into this sport, really.
And we know you're there.
Yeah, we know you're there. We know you're stalking us.
We see
right
everything.
Now. You're totally, stalking us, aren't you, James?
We have minions.
James.
We know.
Oh, James.
Oh, I did see a great movie this weekend, though.
Oh, that's another thing. But I was going to bring up the freaking soccer game yesterday, the Women's World Cup. Holy biscuits, Batman.
What was up
that
with that? They, like, came right out of the box. Like, what was it? Like, by the second quarter,
like,
I don't know,
first,
okay, of
like,
course. What, like, 7-0 or something?
Well, they scored four goals in the first, like, 16 minutes. I was, like, just standing
on
front of the TV, like,
this is the first 10 minutes.
I'm like,
wow.
What the hell is happening? I'm like, are they human? Like,
this
never happened
in soccer. Usually it's 1-2.
I'm like,
I've never seen a soccer score that high.
No, neither have I.
I've
like
never
watching
seen
a hockey game and they score really high. Like,
yeah.
When you
oh
got a hockey
God.
Game that scores like 5-2, you're like, what?
I was
happy.
Very shocked. So we did
good.
Win, right?
I
because I felt after a while I went to
mm-hmm.
I changed the channel.
Yeah.
Sorry, there was a Penny Dreadful marathon
two.
On, and it won.
Yeah. No, Japan only scored 2, so USA Women's Soccer took it, ran with it. They kicked ass. And it was
right on.
The most amazing. It was just freaking, just the energy from the girls were, oh gosh, it was crazy.
So
Japan,
so
sorry,
ask,
but you got your ass kicked. Got your ass
I
kicked,
gotta
Japan.
Ask.
Yes.
Because I live for this moment, and I think it should happen. Since it happened that one time, I think it should happen at the end of every woman's soccer game. And I know you all would know this moment. When you win, you take off your shirt, and you run around in your bra. Remember
well,
that? Our
that
first
might
big
be okay.
USA win.
Yeah, that
the girl just
okay,
took off her shirt,
not...
and she was running, and she was like, but she had on, you know, she wasn't showing anything because it's a running bra. You know how the workout bras
right,
are.
There's not
very many
t-shirts.
Yeah, there's
yes,
no titties.
Like
she didn't anything. People were like, can't believe she took off her shirt, and I was like, yeah, like you saw anything. You still didn't see anything. Guys do it all the time. But I thought it was pretty
oh,
cool. James knows what I'm talking about.
So I totally and it's funny because, like, the girl, you know, they're so athletic, and you don't see girls in soccer with, you know, big old titty implants.
Yeah,
that
they don't have big old titties or anything. It wasn't
no.
like
no.
it wasn't a, like a Googling moment. I mean, like eyeing a girl, not
yeah,
a Google.
Like, oh,
but
my God.
It wasn't one of those moments. It was
bra.
Such a happy moment. It was our first win ever. This was, like, maybe 15 years ago or 20 years ago. It was our first win ever, and she was so excited. And she just
yeah.
took off her shirt and started running. It was like,
mm-hmm.
hey. And, but she had
right.
on, you know, the workout bra, which is literally looks like half a T-shirt.
Yeah. And now they're just a lot smaller. The
yeah.
bras are really tiny. They literally now look like bikini tops.
So that's
know,
probably why they don't do it now, because back then they looked like a half T-shirt. It wasn't anything
right. And their shorts that they wore then, oh, my gosh. I mm-hmm. looked at the outfits. I was looking back at when they the last time they had won, and I was like, oh, boy. Like, those are some
have the shorts
outfits.
Got longer or shorter?
They just look more classier now, and they're just a little bit shorter, not too much shorter, but they
okay.
just, the outfits, the uniforms just look way better. So,
because when we're speaking
we
of... Since we're speaking of athletic shorts, I want uh-huh. basketball to go back to the 1970s, and I'll
with
start
the tall
watching
socks
again.
And
tall socks and really short shorts, because you know, tall guys usually have long things. I'm always waiting for a slip. Okay, every time you jump, I'm looking.
Oh my gosh, long out with a long out. Oh my
best
Lanta.
Part of basketball Ooh. Ever
Sierra made the left turn this time out of the conversation, not me. Not me, it was her. She did it. If anybody's in
and
trouble,
a
she's
girl
in trouble
today.
Shit, you're never a good girl, you're always sad.
Oh, we're
oh
terrible.
My gosh. We are terrible. So we're going to take this caller right here. See what this caller feels about those, you know, back in the day, basketball uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
561, how are you, darling?
Hello, Sunny. Hi, Sierra. How are you both doing today?
Hey, Sweetie.
Hello,
Sweetie.
We know. We know, Sweetie. How are you doing, love?
Good. Happy Monday to you, ladies.
Thank you. You know, you could have totally got it. It's been like, no, this isn't Sweet Pea. Then thank God I sound like her. Could have fooled us both. We'll save that one for April.
For April, right. There you go. Too funny. Oh, my gosh. So how was your 4th of July, Sweet Pea?
it went well. I had some good barbecue on the weekend. Had some hot dogs and hamburgers and some good times.
Did you make it or did you go to a party?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Did you make it or did you go to a party?
No, we just had a family party.
Okay. Cool.
Awesome.
Yep.
Oh, I did some amazing Cajun grilled shrimp. They were so good. Like, I just couldn't quit eating them. I mean, I started to turn into a shrimp. I was eating so many of them. Like,
nice.
Like, this little shell started growing around me. Like, I had a little tail down at the bottom. I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
Tail started coming out. Oh,
tail started coming out. Oh, my gosh. Oh, wait. We have somebody else that would like to join this conversation. Let me just click in here and see how he's doing. Mr. James, how are you, darling?
B21.
No, we got the gang together.
I-33. No, okay.
N-44. Bingo!
O-69.
G-56.
O-69.
Bingo, you stole my damn joke. Damn it.
Do it.
I was going to say O-69. Damn you. You didn't let me finish.
Damn it, Sammy.
Yeah, you jumped the gun. Nah, I'll never do a joke
on
you.
I know.
Bingo.
You jump me. You jump me and I'll jump you, James. It's okay.
Okay, I win.
And I'll get the popcorn.
Nothing wrong with popcorn love, like New Edition said back in the day.
Popcorn.
No, we'll just sandwich him. We'll do the Sammy and Sierra sandwich.
Mm,
no, we
delicious.
And Tracy have got the popcorn. We're watching.
Now I have a question. Seeing that for the first time in 16 years since the women won the World Cup, and I remember what Sierra's talking about with the women.
Okay,
with
it was 16
the
years then. Okay.
Yeah, 1999. Yeah, 1999. And they made a big deal about that. So, like Sierra says, like, well, what? It was like she had a tank top. You know, it was like.
Yeah, it was nothing. It literally was. It wasn't even sexy. Yeah. It was just like.
No!
It wasn't.
I was like, man, you people need to get out more. I'm like, that's nothing.
It was almost like a tankini. Like a tankini,
yeah.
Almost.
Like a
honestly,
top.
We were also celebrating. Like, I was celebrating because I had watched that one. That I didn't even realize that it was a bra. I was just like, yeah, she's, you know, that's an athlete there. She won, you know. And then the next day, like, yeah,
right?
Oh, my gosh, she showed a bra. I go, oh, that was a bra?
Mm.
It didn't look like a bra to me.
And here we are. We've got, you know, titties in a bra, an actual bra. Like, if we
let me show you what a bra looks
bra.
Like.
No.
Yeah,
Yeah, well, you have a hammock. Both of you have a hammock. No, let me phrase that. Sierra has a tent. And
I was
going to
say, I have a tent, not a hammock.
Sammy has a hammock with her new tatas. Yeah.
I do now.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Well, I have a question. Like, watching these women, these superb female athletes doing their thing, were any of you ladies into athletics in high school or in college?
You know,
well,
my parents never pushed me to do anything, so I just smoked weed and had fun. That's all I did in high school.
That was your sport.
They like,
your sport.
Well,
my
grew
sport was
in seventh grade, so that wasn't happening.
Actually, no, when I was in junior high, I did run track. I did the hurdles. Yeah, so, you know, I did a little sports, but then once I got into high school, it was all over with. I was like, negative, no.
Yeah,
and I didn't have
sure
to do so I didn't have to worry about it.
I was actually in gymnastics for, like, many years, and I did ballet for years before.
Oh, really?
Suddenly I blossomed. Yeah,
cool.
I went to Alvin Ailey School of Dance. But then I blossomed, and so those things were kind of like, you know, well, you know. You're really good on even bars, but you keep that up, you're going to have two black eyes.
You may have to rethink this.
That ain't happening, Captain.
No more.
So do you think if they actually have your bra size with those sports bras made of titanium, would you be able to play soccer at all? Any of you ladies?
Definitely.
Oh, Look at that.
My fear would be because, well, Sierra's are natural.
Cool.
Mine are just naturally paid for. And with me, my fear would be I would get knocked down and one of the suckers would, like, rupture and pop.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my fear.
A good point. Good point.
Yeah.
Me,
like,
I was just taking
knock
you out with them because mine are natural. I'm like,
yeah.
Bam, get out of my way.
Yeah. Like, stop, bitches. It's just called city ball. We're playing city ball.
Yep. You know what would be funny? If she ever plays soccer, they'll be looking at her a little more because if she ever scored a goal, everybody go, wait a minute, she cheated. She smuggled 2 soccer balls up in her shirt. She probably just let one out and just take one in the net. She didn't get that goal. Yeah. No, for real. No,
it's
really
funny because it's pretty much true. I mean, come on, about the size of, I got at least a half a football on each side here, so.
Right. So, James, did you actually watch the game yesterday or no?
Honestly, no. No, I could. I was working, but I heard about it.
I'm like, you didn't watch it?
No, I don't care about soccer. I don't care about that.
See, I told you, that's what I said. I'm like, I know James doesn't care about soccer, but...
Well, my Niagara Falls
So we can't really call
golf.
You a sports guy then.
Oh, stop it. Well, I mean,
is Sophie still here with
us? No.
I would say, okay, because you know, my boyfriend is a real sports guy. If it has a score, he's watching it. Literally,
well,
it doesn't matter what it is.
Well,
if it has
me,
a score, he's watching it.
Well, trust me, if I had money on it, I would have watched it, trust me.
I guess he had money on it, too.
So. Oh, my God. What about Sneaky?
Yeah,
Sneaky, did you watch the
What's
soccer
up,
game
Sneaky?
Yesterday?
Yeah, I watched the game, absolutely.
You did?
What'd
oh,
you
cool. See, I thought we lost you there for a minute.
Yeah.
No,
he's still here. I was listening to James.
Oh. Yeah, no
so I admit, I didn't watch the whole thing. I just, you know, actually,
you
I didn't watch any of it. I saw for like 5 minutes, and I was like, oh, interesting. I'm going upstairs
That's
to watch St. Dreadful.
That's
oh, my gosh. I have to tell you, I have a new show with my other pseudo-husband, Dwayne
mm-hmm.
Johnson,
ah.
Ballers on HBO. Oh, my lord.
I heard about it.
I'm so
it
really
what
good.
Is it?
Ballers.
It's Ballers. Yeah, it's
the
like a new HBO
it.
Series.
Dwayne
yeah.
Johnson.
Oh, I've been seeing it advertised,
yeah.
But I didn't know. It's already started. I didn't know it had started.
Yeah.
The one with the old rocker?
No, that's a
is
different
what?
One. You're thinking of what's his name, that comedian, what's his name?
Oh, Dennis Leary. Yeah, I'm thinking of that.
Yeah,
what
Dennis
is this
Leary.
About?
But I know what you're talking about.
Oh,
with that.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, different one. And I'm going to tell you what, this man still looks as good as his wrestling days.
No, because he's still wearing
Dwayne Johnson
does.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I mean, he's...
Wait a minute, what was the show about?
It's all about, he's pretty much the money manager for all these football players.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to give it away for people who haven't watched it yet, but
it has real
I'm
players,
so
football
into
players
it.
In it, too. It has real football players,
yeah.
Like actual players for the NFL are in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
finally
good.
Something I can watch with my man, and it isn't all sci-fi,
oh,
and I don't
I
have
know.
To explain to him. He'll have to explain it to me, why that
yeah,
person
exactly.
is interesting. He's like, so who is that fucker? why is this a big deal?
Oh, this is a perfect...
No, it's
actually,
just really good, and I'm
cool.
totally into it, and I'm just like, yeah, this is like, it's great for guys and girls, because there's
mm-hmm.
hot guys. And there is some hot chicas. There was some titties and ass in the episode last night. The same.
Bingo.
So this would be
my
the new entourage then, but sports.
You know what? Exactly. Yes. That's
okay,
exactly
I'll watch that.
Only. Mm-hmm.
Now,
you'll like it.
No.
It's pretty damn good.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. Now,
the better version than Arliss. Remember that show?
Yeah. Oh, I did
Which
like
one?
Arliss.
Oh, I don't even know. Yeah,
no, you're
Arliss,
fine.
Yeah.
I loved Arliss.
Yeah, I remember you talking about Homeboy, the comedian dude. I always liked him. I remember him from Batman, the Tim Burton movie.
Oh, my God, he was in Batman.
Yeah, how you forget? You just,
oh, that's
you
why
just
he looked
forget?
So familiar the whole time.
Oh, my God. Sierra, you're a geek like me. You don't remember
I know. I'm like, the whole time I was like, God, this guy looks
oh,
so freaking
God.
Familiar.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
My face is in my hand shaking my head.
Hey, geeks who drink. Sometimes we forget things. The other show I will be watching is
okay,
Geeks Winner, Geeks
I
Drink.
Have to, so I don't get in trouble since I did say I was going to play
oh,
a couple songs
it.
Because
trouble.
That's what I'm
yeah.
supposed to do. I know I'm not going to get in trouble. It's not like we get fired.
I do have
bad
I do
girl.
Have,
I have a paddle waiting for you.
I do have one more question for Sierra, so I can wait till after the music break if that's okay.
Oh, it's up to you.
Well, now that you said it, just say it, and I'll give you the answer after the music break. How's that?
Okay, that's right. Okay, because we all know that, you know, Sierra doesn't give a shit about sports. So what I want to ask you is, when you went to the Nationals game, who caught your eye in the Nationals uniform or from the other team? Because I know that's what you'd be checking out sometimes.
Okay,
did anybody
that answer you will get when I come back. Because you're going to be shocked.
All right, boys. All right, boys and gargoyles. My yummy little sex monsters. We are going to we're going to let Andre Joel, I
Ooh.
Think that's how I pronounce the name. It's,
oh.
The songs were sent to me. It's Andre Joel.
Oh, okay.
Like it like that. All right? So let's hope
I
don't
like
fuck
like
this up.
Okay.
I like it like that. I like it like that. Okay, here we go. We'll be right back, you guys. So go pee and grab a cocktail.
Not out of water.
Only need what you're giving, the rest, my. Ain't too proud to beg, that's word the left eye. All alone with a nightcap. With me on the phone, having night chat. Always on the road, but I'll be right back. To put it on you, though, I know you like that.
Like that.
Everybody, you're back to the cocktail hour with me, Sammy Brooks, and Miss Sierra Devi. We were just wanting to share with you how we like it like that. That was Miss Audrey
Joel.
It's cute. It's, I'm
it's
liking that one. I like it like that.
It sounds kind of naughty. Like,
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, I like
that.
Yeah.
Can't
I have to play that one. I have to play that one during the webcam show.
Yeah. Actually, that's a great
perfect.
Idea.
That's perfect.
Yes. Okay, so Miss Sierra James asked you.
Okay.
Are you cool like that?
So which member, because you said the opposing team, correct?
Oh,
the nicest
teams. Well, it doesn't matter. Whoever it was.
Okay,
the visiting.
I'll tell you this. I didn't see any of them.
Wow. Shocker.
I never looked at the game. I was there.
Oh, goddamn.
I was sitting behind
the
home plate.
Champagne.
I was there.
But he was doing the champagne and the food. That was it.
I was in champagne and the food. And we always go on the 4th of July. We always go with friends, and we sit in the same seats all the time. So
gotcha.
I only see these particular friends like once every 4 or 5 months.
Oh, gotcha.
So we were so busy, because it's another couple that we go with, and those girls were so busy talking that we weren't paying the game any attention. But I tell you this, I only read a book for about 20 minutes, and that was before they got there.
OMG.
But I have to give a shout-out to one of the attendants, and he was so cool. One of the attendants, and oh, my gosh, I think his name was Sam. So if you're listening, Sam, hi, Sam, because, I told him where I work, so I was like, yeah, he'll listen.
Cool.
He came over, and when they hit that first, because it started off with, like, 2 home runs, didn't it?
Well, you wouldn't know. I was
home
there.
Run immediately.
I mean, you were there, Sierra. I was there.
Literally there. And I'm like, what happened?
I mean, come on. You're asking me?
Oh, my gosh.
But when
I'm a Yankee fan. I don't care about the Nationals.
Weren't we playing like the Mets or somebody?
No, it wasn't the Mets. It was some other team.
Look, I don't even know who we were playing.
Oh, the Giants. San Francisco Giants. That's what it was. San Francisco
Giants.
Oh, Giants.
Yeah, I knew you were playing New York. Okay, look. Let me look at my ticket here real quick.
Oh, Sierra.
Yeah, you could have saved yourself some embarrassment if you just looked at your ticket. Yeah.
Let me look at my ticket.
I
go in there, and of course, I'll tell you this. So it's really funny. And see, James knows where I sit, so a lot of times I don't even come down to my actual seat. Because we're part of, remember the Diamond Club, so usually I'm at the bar or at the buffet because it's all free.
Shit, with the prices you pay, it better be.
I know. But they ran. The only reason I had come down to my seat is because they ran out of champagne and I got mad. Somebody went back and got a couple, because they usually give you the cheap stuff, and somebody went and got a couple of bottles of Mums for me and bought me a couple of bottles of Mums. And I was like, because I know all the bartenders and all the servers and everybody, because it's always the same people.
Of course they know you, because you never go to your seat to watch the game. You're like, fill my cup, bitches. Keep
going. So,
I came home with lots of Cracker Jacks and a new baseball hat. And look, I didn't make it so bad. So I get home and I picked out this hat and I paid like $45 for it, right? And I'm like, oh, this is a great hat. This is the hat I want. And it's got W on the top, on the front of it. But then when I got home, I look on the back. It doesn't even say the Nationals. It says the Senators. I don't know who those people are.
Okay, well, I can tell. This is where I step in. Okay, this is where I step in. As the sports expert of Law House Radio, one of them, me and Heaven Hollywood, I would like to say the Washington Senators were the first baseball team to play in Washington, D.C.
Oh, okay, so I have an old-fashioned hat.
Yeah.
That's why it looks so neat. And if y'all look on Twitter, you can get a picture with it on.
Yeah,
so.
But it still looks cool.
It looks really cool. That's why I wanted it.
My gosh.
Matter of fact,
I could never go to a game with Sierra. Because I would be, like, into the game, like, really getting into it. And she'd be like, Sammy, listen to me. I'm talking.
No, I won't, because I always have a Kindle with me. No, I won't, because I have a Kindle.
Oh, God.
If you start getting into the game, I pull out Game of Thrones. I'm like, yeah, I'm watching. I'm reading about a game.
So look at this bomb burner I'm watching. Hey-o. Look at this. Incest galore at the ballpark.
And I'm on the last book, so...
Oh my gosh. No, she probably have Periscope on because she does a lot.
I wish she does.
I tried, but for because it was the 4th of July. I actually tried. Because it was the 4th of July and we are, you know, I mean, being this is D.C., we are on very high alert. And I think, because I couldn't get any internet or anything, and that's unusual.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you use Wi-Fi?
Let me out.
Did you use Wi-Fi?
Oh,
yeah. But no, they had everything blocked because even my phone's Wi-Fi wouldn't go out. You know, yeah, and I think it's because we were on such high alert. And, you know, with
that
everything that's been going on, especially like today, I don't know if you all heard, but at the hospital there was gunshots heard. But they evidently didn't find anything. But they fucked up the TV for the entire day. I didn't get my Wendy Williams this morning because of this.
Another
shooting?
Oh, my God. Another football shooting?
Oh, they've been at it for like 5 hours and kind of find out nothing actually happened again. I'm like,
yeah,
really?
Like
I didn't even hear anything on the news because I was watching, because I always have in the mornings I put on the
See,
the
they don't want to be embarrassed by all of the United States. They only—they're only bothering us here in D.C.
Gotcha.
Nothing happened, and nothing really happened. But it's been shut down, and traffic's been messed up all day because of it.
Yeah.
And you know, it's the hospital's been evacuated, and it's the one where all the troops go. So,
you know, okay, how screwed up would that be? So you're in the hospital, you're in the emergency room, you have an emergency because there's like a terror threat, and you're right in the middle of doing heart surgery. Are you flipping kidding me?
Yeah.
I'm delivering
a
baby.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there with my legs open, and I got a baby coming out of my vagina.
And now you're talking about evacuate. There was one gunshot. One gunshot, not even gunshots, just one. And they never could figure out where it came from. Come to find out, it didn't actually happen. I think a car backfired is what happened.
Really?
Oh, my Lanta.
Okay, that's my theory. That's my theory, y'all. I don't know if that's but I will tell you this. They have not
Sarah's
found.
Sarah's got good theories. She's got
that's
good
theories.
Theory. And her one good theory is if you're bored at a baseball game, always carry your Kindle.
Always have a Kindle. With a really good book on it. It's not that I'm bored. I just don't really know what's going on and I don't really care.
And if you want to piss off real sports fans like me and you have great seats, bring a Kindle and don't pay attention to the game.
I'd have fans behind me go, I can't believe you're reading
attention.
In the seats that you're sitting in.
I deserve a seat like that. I deserve a seat like that.
I literally had like my friend call
hint.
Me and go, I see you on TV, why are you reading the book?
I think that was a hint here. I think James wants to go to a game.
I think so. I think he's
well,
telling me
I didn't mean
he wants my ticket.
I'll go. Yankees come play the Nationals, I'll go there. Yeah.
Well,
I would totally.
Okay, you're not getting my next ticket because you know my next ticket. Well, my next ticket, well, the next time I'm going, I mean, we have all the tickets, but the next time that I'm going is for the Star Trek one. Or Star Wars.
Right. You're talking about the outfit that you wanted to wear. You were trying to come up with some.
And I still have it, so I might not do anything. I might just do something, you know, maybe just wear a really cool Star Wars T-shirt or something.
Yeah, because you're going to die in the heat if you put something like...
Yeah, I was
like,
thinking, yeah, it's going to be so hot and so humid. I'll probably just...
You know how it is.
Yeah. Or maybe just put my hair in two buns on the side just for the hell of it.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
That really go
said.
Out and just put my hair
either,
in two buns on the side.
Yeah, be the Black Princess Leia. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Could totally
I'd
wear the bra, but
Princess
I might attract
Rihanna.
Way too many fans if I wear that gold bra.
By the way,
they'd be like, "Well, ma'am, this is not a strip club."
By the way, have you ladies? Because we all know about Rihanna's song "Bitch Better Have My Money." Did you see that video that came out last week? It was awesome. The music video she had.
I haven't seen videos since 1999.
It actually was.
Where did they come on?
Hey, that was
MTV.
Print.
Actually, because of social media, it was blown up on Twitter and everything. So
oh, really? So
I checked it out. It was good. It was
I
really good. It's
out.
Very
I
raunchy.
It.
It's very raunchy, which is great.
We like
considering
raunchy.
Considering we live in this bullshit political correctness, I loved it. It was great. It reminds me of
I'm so
of
glad
like
I
a,
don't have kids.
It's like a... It's
like, no,
it's like
you're
a,
not watching that.
It's almost like a Quentin Tarantino directed this music video.
Oh,
like
yeah, definitely.
It's like that.
Interesting.
It looks like a Pulp Fiction type of music video. It's dope.
I do love Quentin
Tarantino. Oh, okay, I have to check it out. And speaking of kids...
I'll tag you on Twitter with it.
For him, I'll never forget that. Is there a sign in my yard that says dead nigger?
What?
Have you seen that one in Pulp Fiction where he goes, there's a sign in my yard that says dead nigger sword?
What a great movie. What a
great
movie.
For the first time, a white man has said nigger, and I did not get mad.
You know what I love? Real quickly, you know what I loved about that movie, what made it so great? It was not only was the whole movie great, but it was totally out of order, but yet you didn't give a crap.
And
there was
care.
A story within a story within a story.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved it. It's a rare thing you see in the movies like that, and it actually works.
Well, being the movie buff that I am, I watched it so many times I pieced together how long the movie actually really is. It's three days.
Oh, really? That's not, yeah, that's
I couldn't watch it. I was like, okay, this happened for
that's
it
true.
It's 3 days long.
That's right. If you go by the story, that's true. You're right. Yeah. Great movie.
I've
only
seen it three times.
Oh, my God, I've seen it so many times. I know every single freaking line, just like
that's
I do
awesome.
When Star Wars comes on. I know every
I
line.
I love that.
Oh,
I love that.
My God.
I'm the girl in the corner mouthing everything. And they're like, you know this well, don't you?
I
know.
I don't,
it's not a dirty minute.
I don't believe it. That is why you fail.
Oh my God!
I love that part. Yoda sending Luke Skywalker straight, like, "Yeah, you punk ass bitch, I can do it."
Like,
my 800 year ass picked up an X wing fighter out of a pond, and your punk ass couldn't do it because you didn't believe it, bitch. I love that part. It was like lessons learned in that movie.
He did pretty much say that to him. He's like, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God!
Great
well, we
life
have here in
learned.
San Diego. This
weekend,
we've got Comic-Con.
Yes,
Comic-Con.
I mean,
yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, really? Oh,
I wish
list.
I was going. I have not been to Comic-Con one time.
Me either.
And
that's my bucket
list
one.
I haven't been either. We all should go. I haven't
and
either.
I wouldn't dress up,
well,
though.
I would definitely be
costume.
Wonder Woman. I would have the Wonder Woman costume down to a T. That would be
okay, cool,
what I would
do. Rogue.
Knowing Sierra. She'll be like a Doctor Who character or something.
Actually, I thought about that, but I, you know, now that we had a black girl as a companion, I can't be the Doctor Who companion now. Because she was my favorite. I could totally be her, and she was super smart.
Cool.
Oh, my
I'd like
God.
To be one of
the
X-Men, personally.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah. But the
Rogue
one
is
in
my
San,
favorite.
The one in San Diego oh. is the Super Bowl of all Comic-Cons. It's where it all started,
it
where everybody
ridiculously. Wow.
Took the train and ran with it, you know, and I was all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
But the one in San Diego is the real Comic-Con.
We all have
yes,
to go one day
huge.
And just nerd out.
It's huge. Next year, I'm definitely going because, you know, they've been talking about this fight of wanting to take Comic-Con and move it to L.A., which I know San Diego's not going to. I mean, if they did that, they'd lose so much money because the hotel rooms go on an average night. You can stay in an average night hotel here for like $150, but during Comic-Con, you're looking at like $350, $400.
Yeah, I think it'd be double.
Oh, sometimes
more,
triple.
Actually, I wouldn't mind showing up as one of the characters from Defiance. I did Emok from Defiance.
Oh, Defiance. Spotify channel.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's how much of a geek I am, guys. I know all the stuff.
you
watch
every
Sci-Fi
show.
I was watching Sci-Fi channel this morning. I was watching this. Stupid movie. It was so stupid that
oh
I kept
God.
Watching
Oh, my God. Did you watch it.
It,
too, with the monkeys?
Stupid
with
as in
flying
dumb
monkeys.
Stupid as in good?
Yes.
I was watching it, too.
Stupid as in stupid.
It was so stupid I couldn't turn.
Because, you know, we got to make it. We got young listeners. We got to make sure, we, you know, everyone knows, oh, you mean stupid as in dumb, not stupid as in
no,
fresh.
No. Stupid as in, no, this show, no,
it
trust
was,
me, it's Sci-Fi
it's corny.
Channel.
It's corny.
It was really,
corny.
Real, no, it was dumb.
Yeah, okay.
It was
stupid.
Dumb. Corny.
It wasn't just corny.
Dumb.
It was stupid.
Corny. Yeah. It was,
no
it was
bueno.
Serious,
no bueno.
That's so funny. You were watching it, too. So
I
like,
I was
I'm flipping through
the
channels.
The graphics were so bad.
And
then,
yes.
And then the one girl is like, her father brings her a monkey for graduation, and she can't
what?
Eat it, and
yeah.
it won't eat.
The
yeah,
hell?
I'm telling you, this movie was stupid. This
it's
is
the
Sharknado
was
crazy
but the
and
monkey
corny.
Was so damn
this movie
cute.
Was stupid. He was cute. He was cute until he turned into a weird
yes.
monkey and attacked
what?
Her.
Mm.
So he's like, get off my porch!
Get off my porch and take your monkey with you.
I can't believe we're watching the same stupid movie.
That is
wow,
hilarious.
Wow.
Oh,
why,
my God.
If this will get an Academy Award nomination, I will be surprised.
No, Sharknado 3 will. And for all of y'all, Sharknado 3 is coming out. It's called Oh Hell No.
Yeah, that makes sense. Why is there 3 after those first two? Jesus Christ.
Oh my goodness.
I remember seeing a commercial, what was it, last year? They make zombies with the tornadoes and the sharks. I'm like, are you serious? Like, really?
Okay, have you ever watched any of the Sharknadoes?
No, I can't. That's a stupid.
Okay, you have to because it's so funny and it's so many very famous cameos in it.
Yeah,
I mean, they pull a ton of famous people in it.
Oh, God.
It's kind of as good as, have you ever heard of this movie? And I love
hey,
this movie.
Hey, it's Shark Week. We got to get our shark on.
Okay.
It's Shark
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. Anybody watch that?
Yeah,
oh, my God.
I remember back in the day, the 80s.
No.
Love that movie.
Was...
They made a video about
that song. What about the one? No, what was the one with the big Venus flytrap?
Shop of Horrors.
Yes.
Yes. That was an actual play in New York on Broadway.
Yeah, I saw
that
on Broadway. Actually, that's a really good play.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like the Killer Tomatoes is so hilarious.
Oh my god.
I think I remember seeing that. Wasn't like the tomatoes invaded Earth or some shit like that?
No, they had like they didn't invade Earth. They had like something to do with nuclear or something, and they all come alive and they're literally like the tomatoes are eating people.
Yeah, it was like
was that famous
that
people
years,
in that movie?
I haven't seen that forever.
That's in the '80s. That came out.
Yeah, it was in the '80s.
Yeah.
It was a really. If you thought that was funny, then you're gonna really. You're going to love Sharknado because it's the same line of funny and really crazy. And oddly enough, though, they did really good on the graphics. Unlike the movie we were watching this morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Like,
you know,
so
much
where you could tell they came before the animal because she kept looking that direction, but they would never show the animal.
Or what about when the kid that was, like, out shooting the beer cans when he shot the monkey and he went to pick it up? It was a freaking stuffed animal. Like,
yes, and I started thinking, I shot the monkey.
It
was a stuffed animal. That's how bad the graphics are in this movie. It was bad.
It's horrible. It was, and the acting
was
even worse. The acting was horrible. The acting
Speaking of bad meaning bad, but you have to watch it because watching a car wreck, but it's still kind of good in a way. You remember when?
That's exactly
old,
what I was doing.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
the old Batman TV shows. Adam
oh
West,
no no no!
A
wait
movie,
a minute! That,
a
oh
movie.
My
yeah.
God!
That was
I love
bad.
That.
Don't
classic.
Talk about Batman.
I love that. I love that one. No, I say I love it. But
okay.
If you really,
he'd be like, holy Periscope Batman. Or they come up to something and it would say on it, material reducer.
Yeah.
Is this material reducer? Well, yeah, it says it on there.
The thing I do like about that movie was that all the bad guys work together. And I love that part. You had the Joker, the Penguin, and the gay Joker, you know.
That was campy. It wasn't stupid. It was just campy.
Yeah,
that was campy.
Oh,
and I loved
it.
Or like the
good.
Movie where he's running around with a bomb. He's
oh
talking about
God.
Where to put it.
That was like Warner Brothers, like Bugs Bunny type shit. He's running
no,
around
those
trying
are
to.
Nuns. No, those are children. No.
That was so stupid. See, that was funny. That was funny.
Well,
that
I
was
have
funny.
To cut all of you off here because we're coming
yeah,
to the
I know.
Very end of the show.
Aww,
yeah.
No.
No. I know.
Mommy.
I know.
We want to play.
Holy Biscuits, Batman.
5 more minutes. Five more minutes, Mommy. Please.
Well, Sweet Pea, I want to thank you so very much for calling in and spending the time with us like you always do. You're absolutely amazing and fabulous. You're the bestest, darling.
We love having you with us.
We do. Because you're such a sweetheart.
Cool dude.
And James, darling.
Yes, my.
You're always there. We know.
Of course.
You're always there.
Yeah, that's right.
You're watching
I'm always
us.
There.
Always
you
watching.
Are watching us.
Yeah.
You
there was a way I would.
Us.
Yes, I'm listening. Anyway, at least I'm listening. Yes, there's a way to watch. I could do that too.
Over there. Somebody's watching me. And
I got a feeling like somebody's watching me.
Oh my gosh. So James, since you're on and you are of course, you know, one of the major parts of Dollhouse Radio, give some shout outs to where everybody can find you because we love listening to your shows.
Why, thank you so much. I appreciate the compliment and the support. Yes, so you can follow me on Twitter at YankeeMan1973. This Friday and every Friday, you can check out my Benchwarmers live show at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with me and my guest co-host this Friday, because Alana Evans is going to be at Comic-Con, like we were talking about earlier, is going to be our own Sammy Brooks. It's going to be like old times. It's going to be like old times. The original cast is together.
I know, yeah.
And at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will have our very own Imani Rose, who, if you remember last year, she had Sexy and Biz. And she will be our guest
Imani.
This week. Yes. Yes. She's on the white list, just like you two ladies are. Yes. So we're going to have her at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So it's going to be a great show, sports porn, and anything goes. That's how it goes on my show. So thank you very much.
And they're talking real sports, not just sitting at the game eating.
like some people. Sierra. But I love both of y'all. You know that.
No, we know that. Yeah, we love you too. We do too.
I know.
We love you.
I know.
We love you a long time. We love you a long time, God damn it. You're absolutely fabulous, James. You're fabulous.
Thank you. You're damn right. Thank you very much. I love the New York accent you're using. Thank you very much. God damn it. That's more like Queens accent. Yeah.
I know.
But anyway, sound
a little bit, you know, off the beaten path there on, you know, your side of the tracks over there.
That's right. That's right. Best believe it.
Miss Sierra, <Go ahead. laughs> give us your yummy shout-outs, honey bunny.
Well, you can always find me on Twitter, especially when I'm feeling a little randy. Sierra Devi. Or you can find me on Facebook also, because I'm on Facebook all the time, and I'm also on Instagram and Pinterest and Google Plus, and you name it, I'm there, but it's always, the name is
and
always
Periscope.
Spelled the name, spelled the same,
yep.
At Sierra Devi.
Periscope.
Periscope. Oh yeah, I'm on Periscope quite often actually, and I'm just to warn you guys, I'm quite funny.
She is.
Sing along
I'm
with
you.
She
could be a total cam model because her personality is like mine. You know, it's like you pop on cam and you're just silly. I'm telling you, she.
I'm very
that's
silly.
The one thing I am going to bring this up real quick about Periscope. It's so funny how so many people get on Periscope and do their thing, but they won't do camming, webcamming. Because you don't have to fuck yourself on webcam if you don't want to.
Yeah.
But people love Periscope. And I'm
I
like,
love
man.
Periscope.
Yep.
Matter of fact, the whole time I'm on vacation, I will be Periscoping the whole time. So, if you're in Vegas, you might see me Periscoping and walking past you.
I want to see the strip. I want to see the Vegas strip on Periscope from you. I request that.
Yeah. I would totally.
I would Periscope during my birthday, but I was at the center. Give that time to, you know.
That
would have
been interesting.
The Ferb, my Ferb wants me to kind of put, yeah. So, I want to say thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the Sammy Cocktail Hour with me and Sierra Diva. She is absolutely amazing, beautiful. Yes.
Sammy, did you? I didn't hear you promote yourself. I didn't hear you promote yourself.
Yeah, what about you?
I'm not done yet.
Oh, you were saying goodbye. It sounded like you were saying, right, Sierra? It sounded like she was about to say goodbye. That's what I thought, right? Or am I crazy?
She didn't give her a chance to finish.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot, Sierra. So leave me out there on an island of my own. Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
Like jumping in my Kool-Aid and sucking up the flavor, but it's fine.
That'd be good Kool-Aid. Yummy.
It's orange
no
flavor.
Sugar needed.
All the orange is off my goddamn tree. Anyway, you guys can all follow me on Twitter at SammyBrooks69. Of course, on my webcam, which you will actually see this afternoon. I'm finally coming back on Sammy_Brooks.cammodels.com, and then also on Periscope, same as my Twitter. And then I will be here live again on Dollhouse Radio on Thursday evening with webcamming with Sammy and Sage from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern. So make sure you tune in for that. And then, of course, like James just mentioned a little bit ago, I will be live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Benchwarmers live show. And our guest at 3 p.m., Misty Stone, will be bringing
the
house.
Monty Rose. Yes.
With her
Monty
sexy
Rose.
Ass. Yes.
Yes.
Her sexy ass on the Benchwarmers live show on Friday.
They're both good.
I know. I like them both. They're both like, they're both sexy. So on that note, we are going to end the show. Thank you, everybody, for listening and tuning in and all that good stuff. And, yeah. Oh, I was going to. I'll bring it up later. No. I'll bring it up later. No, it's something I'm going to do for. Yeah, I'll tell you guys later because I don't want to say it over the air. I'll tell you guys later. Okay. So, everybody, have a fabulous. Juicy. Mark my booty. Okay.
I like that. Copyright that.
And
so we're going to have Takara. Is that how you say it? Takara Feet is going to be ending our show today with this song. I'm out. I mean, that's a perfect song. I'm out. I'm out. It's the end of the show. I'm out.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Love y'all. I will talk to you guys soon.
Yes. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Get your doggy. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, you need to be sleeping with me, shouting.
I'll let your boy.
Come get with Young Dro.
Best stay smoking.
Hey, Dro. You know I ride all kind of pain.
Okay.
When you look in my pocket, you'll think you at the bank. Irene Chris, so you know that thing stains. Bright diamonds on my neck will make your eye look like a chain. I tell you what I think, you wanna ride with a killer. Your girl jacking, but pimpin', do not wanna hit her. I'm trying to slip you off. Finish it, the white froze. They ask you to tell them you ain't king of the boss.
Put it on.